bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Let us join old Nancy, Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hunter and 10 year old I be today.
Yes, sir, hunter and 10 year old.
Satan. Old Nancy feels so good this evening. She's gonna get right down to business and cheer folks up. But spinning the finish of that comforting little yarn we begun last time they was here. Douse out them lights so's we'll have it dark and cozy. We told how them two young brothers from up north went down to Louisiana to claim a fine big mansion they'd inherited, which folks called the House of the Living Dead. But our brothers didn't pay no attention to that kind of talk till they got out to the place and seed a ghostly figure which seemed to disappear in a tomb down cellar on which was the name of a French woman who'd been dead 100 year. Then, next night, they saw what appeared to be the same ghostly figure out on the grounds, and they was about to run away from it when they seed it was really a living, breathing girl. A living girl who was the image of the woman who was buried in that tomb. That's why we left off. Draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep and hear the finish of our yarn about Graveyard Mansion. Graveyard Mansion.
Gentlemen acted so afraid. When you saw me coming toward you, you must have think I am a ghost.
No words can express my humiliation for the childish way we acted.
We're terribly ashamed. But we'd heard so many weird tales about our new estate, and, well, we didn't think any living person would venture on these grounds at night.
I come often when the moon is full like this, and wander here while others sleep. This place have been so long deserted. I have come to look upon it as my own. Oh, but now that you are here, I must not trespass anymore.
Please don't feel that way about it.
I should say not. Look upon this place as still your own.
Thank you. Perhaps I shall. Now I must say au revoir.
May we see you home?
Oh, thank you very much, but I must go alone.
Before you go, may we know your name?
Oh, I had forgotten. I am Miss Nettie Blanchard.
Blanchard?
Well, that's our name, too. Oh,
so, we are distant relatives, maybe. Good night.
We shall see you again.
You will see me again.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Isn't she a beauty?
Absolute knockout.
Kurt, let me see that miniature again of the Lady of the Tomb.
Here. The resemblance is startling, isn't it?
The girl who just left here might have sat for this portrait.
Alan, She said her name was Nettie. That's a contraction of Antoinette.
Antoinette was the name of...
The woman of this portrait.
Coincidence, isn't it?
Yes. Coincidence. Oh, come on. Let's go to bed.
Alan, Alan, wake up. Are you going to sleep all day?
Huh?
Well, it's morning. Time to rise and shine.
Oh, I was dreaming.
It must have been a pleasant dream. You certainly didn't want to snap out of it.
I dreamed that girl, the one we met last night, came into this room and kissed me.
Oh, that sounds nice. Get up. We have a lot of work to do.
Right away. Queer. I feel weak as a kitten.
Huh. You don't look any too good.
I have a funny pain.
Where?
Here. On my throat.
There's a little mark there. As though you'd been bitten.
Funny. That's where I dreamed she kissed me.
The house is just beyond that next turn in the road, Doctor. Turn your car to the left.
I know the way. You say it is just a week since you noticed the first indication of your brother's illness?
Yes. I wouldn't have believed anyone could waste away so suddenly. He looks as though every drop of blood were being drained from his body.
You should have come for me sooner.
Oh, I wanted to. But he and Miss Blanchard insisted there was nothing really the matter with him.
This Miss Blanchard, a relative, of course.
A very distant one. We only met her since we came down here. She's with my brother now. When he recovers, they're going to be married.
They became engaged on very short acquaintance.
Yes. There's the house just ahead.
I know Graveyard Mansion very well. But this strange mark you mentioned on your brother's throat, you say it have become more inflamed each day?
Yes. It's as though the fangs of some beast had entered there. The house was full of bats when we arrived, Doctor. I've heard of vampire bats. Do you suppose...
No, I do not believe your brother is the victim of a vampire bat. Here we are.
Oh, there's Miss Blanchard at the door. Nettie, is Alan all right? I brought the doctor.
The doctor come too late.
What do you mean? Not that Alan...
Your brother is dead.
No. No.
Graveyard Mansion. Graveyard Mansion. Oh. Come away from that window, son. There's no way for us to bring your brother back.
No. He's buried in that little graveyard now. But, Doctor, what killed him? What caused that awful mark upon his throat? What drained the blood from his body? What?
As yet, I only know it was nothing recognized by natural science. But science refuses to recognize many things it should endeavor to know and explain. But never mind that now. Your brother's fiancée, Miss Blanchard, she was not at the funeral this afternoon.
Because she couldn't bear to see him lying in his coffin. You heard her say last night...
Oui, I heard her excuse. You have never seen this girl except at night?
Why, no, but the reason is...
I have also heard her excuse for that. I thought I knew by sight every soul in this parish, yet I have never seen that girl until the night you brought me here.
Well, you don't mean to imply that she had anything to do with Alan's death?
I imply nothing. But it is midnight, and time for Miss Blanchard's promised call. I am most anxious to improve her acquaintance.
I see her coming beyond those gravestones. Isn't she beautiful?
You love that woman.
Doctor.
You love her as your brother did.
Yes. While Alan lived, I denied it even to myself. But now I... Doctor, it's as though she's cast a spell upon me. She's so beautiful.
So like the miniature you showed me of a woman dead 100 years.
Why do you torture me with these awful questions? These frightful doubts? Why is she so like a woman dead 100 years? Why does she only appear at midnight? Why don't she tell me where she lives? Why?
Go and meet her. She's almost at the door. We may find an answer to our questions. At the door!
Can you
never see such a superstitious man of medicine, Dr. Brochard. The way you talk, you have me almost believe in ghosts.
I believe in ghosts, Mademoiselle Blanchon, in ghosts and vampires.
Vampires, Doctor?
Such talk is foolish. No people now accept such things.
Because the thought is too fearful for men's mind to dwell upon, perhaps. Have you heard what vampires are, Miss Blanchard?
Some other time you tell me. Curtis, I must be going now.
Mademoiselle will find the explanation very interesting. Vampires are those evil spirits sometimes called the dead alive. It is said they rise from their graves at midnight, clothed in human flesh, kept whole by blood drained from living bodies.
Very interesting, but I must be going.
But you have not heard yet all. At midnight, a vampire can rise, Mademoiselle, but it must return to its grave at dawn.
Yes, yes, but I must be leaving now.
Of course, it is very late, or rather early. Dawn is here.
Doctor, what are you driving at?
I believe in vampires, my boy, and dangers of the darkness. Since Miss Blanchard will not permit you or me to see her home, I suggest you wait with us till daylight comes for her protection.
You keep me here with Doc. I must be home.
But a few minutes can make very little difference, and dawn is nearly here.
Move from that door and let me pass.
You are as anxious to reach your home as the vampire is to reach his tomb.
Doctor.
You are insulted.
No, I am accusing.
Dr. Brochard!
Accusing the fiend to kill your brother. Accusing the evil soul of Graveyard Mansion.
Stand from that door and let me pass.
No!
Let me pass, I
shall not kill you. Dawn is coming light. The rough fiends of the power darkness lent them. Look, the first streaks of dawn shine in the sky.
No, let me pass!
Doctor, you are mad. Stand aside and let her go.
No, if she is a normal woman, not of the vile undead. Let her remain within this room 1 minute more.
I cannot. I am late. Late.
Mary! She's turned around. Ran the other way.
After her.
She's going to the cellar.
I knew she would. Quick, and you will see the truth.
No!
Dawn! She's won home.
I won't believe.
You shall have proof.
What are you going to do?
Open the tomb of Antoinette, who has been dead 100 years.
This is sacrilege. We have no right to violate a tomb. The dead.
I deserve no mercy from either God or man.
Such things as vampires can't exist.
Well, I've finished my labor. Help me lift this coffin, lid, and you shall see.
Oh, I must have proof. Antoinette Blanchard has been dead 100 years. We shall find nothing but dust.
Help me lift the lid.
The girl I loved can't be in that coffin.
Help me lift the lid.
I will.
Regard. There is your proof. Yes, of tonight and of 100 years ago, the same, preserved in evil life by the blood of your brother and of others. So has this house gained its name of Graveyard Mansion. But there is a way to end a vampire. This sharpened wooden stake, above her undead art, I place it, and I drive it home.
She screamed. The body has crumbled into dust before my eyes.
The vampire is no more. The living dead is dead forever.
She's gone. She and my brother. All that I loved.
But the world has lost the scourge. And now Graveyard Mansion is nothing but a name.
End of it, Satan. You folks come see old Nancy next time she has a birthday.
Thank you.